This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military said it's attacking Hamas terrorists in Gaza's Khan Yunis, expanding evacuation orders on Sunday, but Palestinian and UN officials say there are no safe areas in the enclave. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The evacuation order covered districts in the center, east, and west. That makes it one of the largest such orders in the 10-month-old conflict, and comes just 2 days after tanks returned to the east of the city. The evacuation order also follows the killing of at least 90 people, according to Gaza's Civil Defense Service, in an Israeli airstrike on a school where displaced Palestinians were sheltering. That incident on Saturday prompted international outcry. The Israeli military said it had struck a Hamas and Islamic Jihad command post, killing 19. The two groups rejected that claim, which they said was being used as a pretext.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Moscow's forces on Sunday were in their sixth day of intense battle against Kyiv's largest incursion into Russian territory since the start of the war, which left southwestern parts of Russia vulnerable before reinforcements started arriving. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday Russia had launched nearly 2,000 cross-border strikes from its western Kursk region at Ukraine's Sumy region over the summer, something he said it deserved a fair Ukrainian response. Serbia's president on Sunday accused demonstrators who oppose a lithium mining project in the Balkan country of being part of a Western-backed hybrid warfare against his government and vowed to take strong legal action against those protesters who have blocked railway and road traffic in the capital a day earlier.